CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Bassler. Nagorno-Karabakh, the contest between Armenia and Azerbaijan, resolved, we believe, in late 2020 when I visited the region, continues to be a controversy because of actions by outside players, by residents of Nagorno-Karabakh, by Yerevan, the capital of Armenia, certainly not Azerbaijan, because these many years, Azerbaijan is in ambition is to restore the territory of Azerbaijan to the people of Azerbaijan. And all the refugees that fled in the end of the Soviet period and the war in the 1990s want to return to their homes and their farms. This is a mountainous, beautiful region of the country. I've only seen the edges of it in my many trips to Baku and to the front lines of Nagorno-Karabakh. But I welcome someone who has been my guide on these matters for many years, Elin Suleymanov, former ambassador to the United Nations from Azerbaijan, now the ambassador to the United Kingdom. He's in London, very generous to explain these cascading events. First, we had talks on March 1st between the Armenian region of Nagorno-Karabakh representatives and an Azerbaijani delegation, all very promising, talking about resolving disputes in this territory where there are Russian peacekeepers, there are questions about passageways and arms smuggling, and there's the necessary resentment of the Azerbaijan farmers who want to return to their homes and are held back because of mining. The area has been mined by the Armenians as they withdrew, and challenges by the Armenian Nagorno-Karabakh residents about access to Armenia. It's the South Caucasus. It's been like this for a long time, and I need a guide. So, Mr. Ambassador, a very good evening to you. The talk sounded promising on March 1st, but since then, there have been several incidents that are alarming. I want to go first to the violence in Baku, which is extremely rare. Gunplay, I believe. What do we believe caused that? Was that a random robbery, or was that something to do with Nagorno-Karabakh? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Always good talking to you. John, indeed, there was an armed robbery attempt on a hypermarket, quite a large supermarket in Baku, Bravo, because it has some ATM machines at the entrance. Unfortunately, as a result of this attack, a security guard was lost. We lost a person who was actually a veteran of the war. Unfortunately, he was killed during the attack. But I don't see this as in any way connected to the Armenia issue, or at least I hope so. But it's, as you said, it's very rare that something like this happens. Baku is a safe city, and Azerbaijan is a very stable, safe country. But at the same time, apparently someone is not very happy about this. So let's see how the investigation goes and what the outcomes are. But it is a very disturbing fact indeed.
In my mind, it immediately went to the investigation of the attack on the Azerbaijan embassy in Tehran, which strange circumstances, a single shooter who killed a man, Azerbaijan guard, and was then taken off to a mental hospital. Very strange. I understand these might be separate incidents, but you live in Baku is a very safe city. I never had any reason to doubt my safety at 3 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Exactly. And it remains a very safe city. That was an unusual incident, as you mentioned. But it does need to be investigated because these things are unacceptable. They should not disrupt a safe and calm environment in the city because people, as you said, they come out in the middle of the night, they walk out. We are on the eve of Nowruz, which is a family celebration. It's a solar new year in our region. It's the most significant celebration. When people come out at night, spend all the nights outside, then, of course, there will be a holy month of Ramadan when people go out at night, eat at night. So safety is very paramount to our city, to our society, to our country. So I hope that remains so in this case as well. And you're absolutely right. Unfortunately, in Tehran, our embassy was attacked. A security guard was killed. Unfortunately, we have this similarity in which, in both cases, a gunman with AK-47 attacked security guards. But in Iran, in the route of going into the mental hospital, the attacker was interviewed by a wide range of Iranian state-affiliated news channels, which speaks for quite an interesting situation. It's quite awkward, I must add. And we're still expecting some explanation and some investigation from our Iranian neighbors on what exactly happened. How was that possible? And we haven't received any adequate explanation so far.
Yes, there's tension in the South Caucasus, and there's especially tension between Azerbaijan and Iran. But now we have to deal with Armenia. This is a troubled neighborhood. The war, the Nagorno-Karabakh, did not end the conflict between Russia to the north, Turkey to the west, the Caspian Sea to the east, and Iran to the south, a troubled neighborhood. But Azerbaijan, in the midst of all this, is a uniformly prosperous and extremely safe area, which is a puzzle. But now we come to Nagorno-Karabakh. Again, we're not going to be able to tell the whole story of these decades of conflict, but there's now said to be an incident along the Lachin corridor between Nagorno-Karabakh and Armenia. It looks to be arranged, but I can't tell. I mean, everything looks either coincidental or conspiratorial at the same time. What to make of this ongoing dispute in Nagorno-Karabakh? Does it suit Yerevan for there to be trouble?
John, as you said, it's a long-standing story. It's not a new story, unfortunately. And this last week came with a mixed bag of good and not so good news. The good news, as you mentioned earlier, is a conversation between the central authorities of Azerbaijan and a representative of the Armenian community of Azerbaijan living in Karabakh. And it's a very hopeful thing, because this is exactly what should happen. When Armenian citizens of Azerbaijan and our central authorities, represented in this case by a member of the parliament, Mr. Ramin Mamedov, they talk to each other. They discuss not high politics, they discuss real things like water distribution, environmental pollution, road access, and things like that. That's exactly what should happen. This is what serves the interests of the citizens, both Azerbaijani ethnic citizens and Armenian ethnic citizens in Azerbaijan, including in the region of Karabakh. So that was very good news. It was nothing revolutionary, but that's what makes it revolutionary. It's quite normal, benign conversation. Of course, soon afterwards, there was an armed incident in which an armed group of Armenians traveled outside the Lachin Road, which is not, they're not supposed to do, towards Armenia, and they were apparently carrying weapons in their vehicle.
We have about a minute, Mr. Ambassador. Go ahead.
Yeah, to put things into context, Azerbaijan has always raised the issue, both with the Armenian side and with the Russian peacekeeping contingent, that the connection between Armenia and the Karabakh region is used for delivering mines, landmines, illegal weapons, and soldiers. So, unfortunately, this incident led to death on both Armenian and Azerbaijani sides, which once again reinforces two things. We need to talk to each other. We need a peace agreement. We need to put checkpoints at the entrance and the outside, like any normal country does, to check what comes in and out. And it also raises very serious questions about what exactly is the Russian peacekeeping contingent is doing on the territory of Azerbaijan, allowing for things like that to happen.
Elin Suleymanov, the ambassador from the Republic of Azerbaijan to the United Kingdom. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.